Street, Paul. Three requests for community grants were brought before Town of St. Paul Council during the March 13 council meeting. The first request was for $1,000 from Lakeland District Soccer to host this year's Lakeland Cup outdoor soccer tournaments. As per policy, the maximum amount is $500. A motion to approve $500, as per policy, was made by Count. Norm Noel. Council discussed the request, noting that some requests that do not align with the policy will have to be denied. Ultimately, council agreed that since St. Paul is hosting one of the two Lakeland Cup tournament weekends this season, that it meets council goals of prioritizing events that have a business spin-off for the community. I think it's a big drawing card for St. Paul, said Cowan. Ron Boisvert, speaking in favor of supporting the Soccer Association, Cowan. Brad Amon agreed, noting that the tournament rivals some of the bigger events held in the community. Sow Stephen Jeffery noted that administration does request financials from groups requesting funds, and this tournament specifically does look quite large. Mayor Maureen Miller agreed that the tournament would bring a large number of people to town, which is the goal, to support that business spin-off. The motion made by Noel was carried. Street. Paul and District Steam Society made a request for $2,000. Count. Nathan Taylor made a motion to approve $500 for the society. This is the first time the group, which is a relatively new group in St. Paul, has requested funding. The motion was carried. The St. Paul 4-H Club also requested an operating grant for $400 for highway cleanup, which takes place in May. It's very good that they do that, said Count. Boisvert. This year's highway cleanup is set for May 6. A motion to support the initiative was carried. Bilingual Signage Town Council has agreed to proceed to access funds to be used for bilingual signage in the community. It has been identified through the Economic Development Officer, Linda Salstrom, that funding is available for bilingual signage through the Conseil de Développement Économique de l'Alberta, CDEA, a francophone organization focused on economic development. Up to $3,000 can be accessed through CDEA, but invoicing must be done prior to March 31, heard council. With no cost to the town, council agreed to proceed with the initiative. A motion that council direct administration to secure the funding from CDEA, in the amount of $3,000, for bilingual signage, was carried. The St. Paul Elk Point Regional Economic Development Alliance, known as STEP, will be the coordinator of this project.